Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Oh my gosh. Welcome back to Giggly Squad, the ski podcast, specifically après ski, specifically I broke my hand, specifically Dez will never get a good hand job again.
I, for some reason, feel like we haven't recorded in a really long time. Like, this just seems like it was a really long week, and I think it's because you're injured. Like, I was also feeling the pain of your injury.
We've been in this together. I've been taking it for granted. Everyone out here with the dominant hand that works, go to sleep tonight and just fucking be thankful.
I have been doing things like around the house, normal things, like going to the bathroom, brushing my teeth, and you have popped in my head. I'm like, I bet Hannah is so pissed.
Look, you know how I'm all about decentering men from my life? I have to put my tail between my legs, go up to Dez and ask him to open every single bottle, squeeze my toothpaste, like take my shirt off, which is kind of hot.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, I never gave a good hand job anyway. He's all like, they're always better at it. I'm not trying to compete with them.
Right.
I've been like kind of in a bitchy mood because, like, you know when you like fumble something or drop something?
Yeah.
Like, and that's annoying. Imagine that happening 500 times in the day and you're just like, I can't fucking do this. And then today I ordered an eggplant parmesan for before the pod, and I was like,
so you need your fuel
for it. Like the first, I know. And it was like going to be the first dopamine hit of the day, and it comes with no pasta. And I was like, is somebody fucking with me?
Like, you had to order it extra, or they just, it, like, it came in the meal and they
it wasn't even an option. It was eggplant parmesan entree, and all it came was eggplant.
Yeah.
And I started to cry. I was like, I've been through so much and I don't fucking deserve this shit.
I love when it's like the smallest thing, but it's just a culmination. You're like, and this is what did it. I didn't know I It'll would go down for the eggplant, but this is what's doing it to me.
Also, I just randomly decided to go off my birth control. Like, not for any specific reason. I just was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
So I think I've been, I started spotting today. So I like gave myself PMS like mid-month.
How many days have you not been on it?
Like 5, and I like got my period today. It's like, yeah.
I really want to go off mine too, but I can't.
Being
but like
you
I
can.
Want to.
Don't you have like real reasons why you have to? Like I just.
Yeah, I have like legit reasons. Not that like not wanting a baby is a legit reason, but like.
What is it? You have like.
I have cysts on my ovaries that like the birth control keeps them small.
I love how you've made this about you when obviously I'm going through a lot with my hand right now. <I'm just kidding. You got to bring in your fucking cystic ovaries to make me feel small.
I was on the phone with Sierra today and I was telling her something. And then she goes, oh, but back to me for a second. Can I ask you? And then she like asked her, like said a story about herself. She goes, sorry, I didn't mean to do that. And I was like, I'm literally the last person you have to apologize to. If I can find a way to make it about me, I'm gonna. And she goes, yeah, no, you're right.
My favorite thing is to be like, look, enough about me. What do you think about me? Oh God. Oh, anyway, do we just get to it?
Because I mean,
my FYP is blowing up to the point that I'm starting to get annoyed. But and I called you and you were like, it's my FYP too. So is the whole world stuck in the Haley, Selena, and then throw in Kylie drama?
I think Kris Kardashian's also behind the bold beauty filter on TikTok, because my For You page is either people doing that filter,
yes,
or Haley, Selena, Kylie.
Wait, that's a genius conspiracy theory, and I 100% would believe
it. I believe that.
Who are they paying to just post it and be like, this filter is amazing? Like, you've never seen a filter before. But your video with Craig was so funny. Did you see my comment?
What? I think so. What did you
say? I said, now he looks Italian.
Yeah. He did kind of look Italian.
He looked hot.
I kept seeing the, like, everyone doing that filter. And my favorite videos were the girls that were getting on and being like, no, this filter is crazy. Like, it's so bad for our mental health. Anyway, I just wanted to come on here and, like, jump on real and, like, go into something totally different. And I was like, this is the internet, though. Like, you have to give, like, hey, I'm not a bad person, but also I am going to use the fuck out of this filter. Your mental health is your own issue, and I will be dealing with mine with this filter. So,
yeah, they're just like, it. PSA, this is not what I look like, but honestly, it is what I look like right now. So, yeah. Fucking deal with it.
Okay. First of all, mm-hmm. I'm not even going to ask, like, what side you're on, because I have not taken a side, because, mm-hmm. and there are a few main factors. But I think before we get into really like how we feel about it, we need to do a certain timeline for the gigglers, because not everyone has TikTok. Not everyone is really in tune with it. Some people only get their journalistic news from Giggly Squad, which
as they should.
I mean,
we're the only non-fake news on the planet, guys. Keep it fucking for real. Real recognize real. But yeah, let's break it down for the gigglers.
Let's start right at now. I'm not going to like Diane Sawyer it and like give you dates for everything, because, well, I don't know dates for everything. But let's just start with.
Dates are made up.
Yeah. Time is also.
Social constructed. Yeah. Taxes and time. Made up things.
When you walk into our cult meeting, like, that's the banner.
It's going to take us 4 hours to get through the Haley Selena drama.
I'm in a laughy mood today. Okay. Haley and Justin date. They date for, I don't know, six or 8 years. Something crazy.
Wait, no, you mean Selena and Justin. Selena and Justin.
Sorry, we're already getting it. This is why. That's why I have you here, my co-pilot.
Just testing you.
I was testing you, yes. Okay, so Selena and Justin date for a really long time. And when they're young, so you know that love is a different type of love. That's your first love.
She was only 17.
Yes, that is, I'm sure, I don't know if they were virgins when they met each other, but let's just go as far to say they may have lost their virginity to each other. Like, that is how pure that romance was. Up until they all both became drug addicts, but that's a different it's a different time.
Yeah, like when you first fall in love with a man, like he's what you saw in movies, like this is your prince, like and everyone put them on such a pedestal the it couple for so many years.
We start to see videos, which I didn't really realize back then. We're going like let's go back like 2014, 2015-ish, when Selena's hanging out with that group of girls. So she's friends with, it's the Hadids, it's Kendall, mm-hmm. it's Hailey. Mm-hmm. Kylie would bop in and out, but it was mainly mm-hmm. all the models plus Selena, which I didn't know that they were friends. Now, there's reports saying that Kendall and Gigi went to Dubai for one New Year's Eve. They brought Selena with them so that Hailey could hang out with Justin for New Year's Eve. Now,
why did that make my heart just like drop right. into so my pussy?
The internet is giving those girls a lot of like, what is the word?
A lot of, I mean, it's a strong accusation.
Yeah, they're giving them like a lot of, what is the word?
A lot of power.
Yeah, that they like concocted this story of like, we're gonna take yeah. Selena to Dubai so that, like, what are they, sex traffickers? I don't think that
when people like say that something was like so manipulated, I'm like, let's, like, Selena's not a dum-dum,
right?
Like,
they're giving them a lot of credit that, like,
there's a lot of allegeds, you guys, allegedly. Of what people are connecting dots, and there's smoke but we're trying to figure out what is actually fire.
Then and this is all when Selena was on a break with Justin. Then yes. Justin, let's fast forward to Justin and Selena break up. Allegedly, Selena breaks up with him. They break up and get back together all the time. But one of the breakups mm-hmm. was because Selena saw text messages on his phone that he was hanging out with Kendall Jenner in a romantic way.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So that has never been confirmed, but like they were spotted out yeah. together. They like yeah. whatever. This is all why Harry's dating Taylor Swift, okay?
Yes. Well, because, yeah, Taylor is essential in this narrative as well. And Taylor was one of her friends, too, but I guess Taylor never fucked with, like, the Jenners and stuff.
Not to mention that Taylor has also at one time been accused of being this, like, ultra mean girl who has, like, all these minions around. Now, all of a sudden, some time's gone by. Now, all of a sudden, she's on, like, the nice girl. So, like, the internet is yes. just interneting, you know? Like, they're yes. doing their yes. thing. Selena and Justin break up for the final time. Now, there's all stories that, like, oh, Hailey used to drive by Selena's house. Hailey was obsessed with Selena. We're going to get to that in a minute because I do think that's important. We will get to that. But they break up for the final time. 2 months later, Justin proposes to Hailey.
We cannot just, like, ignore the fact that that is insane.
That is insane.
I mean, I got engaged in 6 months, and that was insane. So 2 months at that age.
Right, but you didn't have a long-term boyfriend, and Des didn't have a long-term girlfriend. Well, we don't know about his second family, but it's
he has second family, but yeah. Des also is old. He only has so much time left. We right. needed to speed up the process. But this, you don't know a man in 2 months. Also, I mean,
do you ever know a man?
But also, it's giving PR that, like, Justin was in a bad place. He had, like, the worst reputation ever had. Let's get this marriage to this girl. I wish Hailey was like, no, I'm not going to marry you. After
we haven't
months.
Even touched on the fact that this is happening to your friend.
Well, that's why I'm trying to stay unbiased.
I bet I'm looking pretty good right about now, huh?
Okay, can I take you back as my bestie? I'm sorry. No, but the thing that TikTok is doing is they're putting together all these, like,
TikTok is brainwashing
montages.
Me.
Yeah. It's a full documentary where they're basically making it like she's single white female crazy, yes. but not even obsessed with Justin, that she was obsessed with Selena, that she copies what she says. She copies her tattoos. She copies her ring. Her outfits. And at first you're like, okay, well, people wear the same outfits. Everyone has the same stylist.
Right.
But you start seeing like a lot of things.
A lot of things. And here's the one thing I did think, though. Like, at the time, we're going really back far in history. Like, we kind of are, because when Selena and Justin dated, Hailey was only like 12. So are we going to get mad at like a 12-year-old for being like, for tweeting, I love Selena Gomez? Like, I'm finding it hard for me to get, like, okay, she's a stalker, or she's just a 12-year-old, or she's being 12.
I guess she was, like, a fangirl, but at the end yeah. of the day, she's a fangirl who comes from a famous, rich family who wants her to be with probably a famous guy. Like, she always dated famous guys like Cody Simpson, some other guy, I don't know.
Also, they're both pretty famous in their own right. But Selena is apples and oranges to Hailey. Selena is a actress, a singer. She is has a makeup line. Like, she's in movies. She's in TV.
Like a full company.
She's a full, yeah. Like, Selena is...
She's A-list.
Is an A-list, A-list superstar, all because of Selena. Hailey is a Nepo baby who has tried for years to, like, PR. Like, no, I'm just, like, the cool it girl. I'm a fashion girly. Ooh, try my nails. My nails are the new it thing. No... Hailey's nails were the new it thing because she has great PR. But, like, Selena has great PR, too. So what we're seeing on TikTok of, like, all these conspiracy theories is 1,000% not what's happening. Like, not at all. I bet they're both fucking nutty. And I bet they're both have done shit to each other and are mean girls. And I bet they're both have their teams on the line, like, posting shit. I don't think to be watching videos of Hailey Bieber so ugly. Look at her when she was 14. Everybody was ugly at 14. Like, now you're being crazy.
I do have to say, all the stuff I'm seeing on my timeline is making me upset. Like, it's giving me like a visceral reaction of like the intense bullying. And I understand like if someone did something like so fucked up, but like these are a lot of reaches. And I'm not defending Hailey completely or
defending
Hailey
either.
Taking a side.
Yeah, me neither.
I just don't think shit is black and white where, like, unless you fucking know that someone is, like, such a horrible person because they've done something to you.
Yeah.
If you don't support someone in this age, I feel like unfollow her. Don't buy her stuff. You don't like her. But you don't have to, like, attack her online.
Right. That's the thing that I like. Oh, now we fight bullying with bullying. I just feel is counterintuitive.
This one girl, Jade Samantha, on TikTok came up with this like very interesting. I like people taking the conspiracy theories. I mean, we're making up our own like cosplay. Like, we're literally having fun with these imaginary.
Right. No, we're literally doing fan fiction.
It's like playing Barbie dolls.
Yeah,
like,
no.
We're like, she's with him.
Yeah.
It literally feels like that, but she's like, Hailey, you know, will never be Selena. She'll never be the first love. She'll never have the stardom or talent of Selena. Selena, even like, the one thing she has over Selena is that she's a model. Selena gains weight because of her lupus and stuff, and she still is jealous of Selena. And Hailey, all she has is her looks and the man. But like, at the end of the day, being pretty by society and having a man does not make you happy.
Right.
You have to actually love yourself. And if you're always comparing yourself to someone else who has other things. But
also,
like, again, we don't know shit.
You kind of know how I'm big on energy.
Yeah.
I don't get mean, evil vibes from Hailey. Now, do I get mean vibes from Kylie? I sure do. So, like, all the Instagram stuff, that was Kylie. Like, Hailey didn't even say anything. But in defense of Selena, I will say I did think it was very interesting that when Selena's documentary was going to come out, that Hailey went on Call Her Daddy. I do think that timing was a little bit, but that was PR. That was like, hey, I'm in here too. When Selena wrote the song You Replaced Us in 2 months, and then Hailey posted on her Instagram story, like, a song that says, and the title of the song was I'll Kill You. I think that's funny. Like, I think that's comedy.
Also, if we're looking at friendships, especially female friendships, I've had friends who are like have always been nice to me.
Yeah.
But you know that like they could turn on you any second.
Yes.
And sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we all have those people who like they're so fucking good to you. But like if something happens and they don't like you anymore,
like you're done.
They'll be horrible people. So like even you'll talk about celebrities like I heard about James Corden.
Yes.
Apparently does monster things in public. I've also talked to people who worked with him, like wrote for his show, and they were like, he was so nice to everyone.
Yeah.
So it's like we can all go around try to say if people are evil or not. If there's enough stories, it turns someone's probably an asshole. And it's just, I don't like the whole black and white internet thing.
Right.
I just get worried that, like, for people's mental health, like, I'm actually, like, a little worried about Hailey right now.
Yes. And, I mean, I'm sure she's having a hellish, hellish time.
What do you think our PR is doing? What are they going to do?
They're like, okay, it's a small hiccup. It's just a small hiccup. I mean, Selena's following is growing at a rapid rate. We are watching that. But I don't know. I think it's all going to die out. Like, I don't think that anyone, they're ever going to address any of it. And also, you have to think that Selena's like 30. And Haley and Kendall and all of them are like under 25. So she's probably like, we're not even in the same realm. Like, I don't have beef with them. And like the internet probably perpetuates it. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if like some text messages have been thrown out being like, hey, I'm cool. Like, the internet's fucking nutty. But like, I don't hate you. Like, I guarantee that is happening.
I mean, especially like I've had reality TV instances where I was fine with someone and then the internet got all into it and suddenly they're like, they have issue. And you're like, but we were good before the public started like talking and accusing things of stuff.
And also like that video that was circulating of Hailey Bieber saying like, oh, Taylor Swift, like she did like with her mouth, like saying Taylor Swift songs. Yeah. Like that was a scripted thing, I think. Like, she was on an appearance.
He mentioned Taylor Swift and she chose to do that. Like, she was doing a dig at Taylor Swift. And it was probably during a time that, like, people, it was cool to hate Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Like, which is not cool to jump on those bandwagons. But then Selena commenting, that was a match to the flame.
Yeah, that was kind of fiery because she, like, that video then resurfaced. Here's the other thing that we're getting into. Now we're judging full-grown women on shit they did when they were 15. Like, that's crazy. You're going to now hate, like, this 24-year-old girl because when she was 15, she said, I don't like Taylor Swift. So did everyone else at 15. Like that doesn't make her a psycho. That doesn't make her the worst person in the world.
But also part of me is like, this is some old shit. Like, it's so funny it's happening now. Like, Justin and Haley been married for so long.
Right? Do you think that Selena and Haley are our generation's Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie?
Yeah.
Because think there will be a time where Haley and Justin get divorced and he goes back to Selena?
Shut the fuck up. Okay, I need to get my cholesterol down because I need to live to see this.
Because, like, imagine in, like, 10 years, we're like, guess who's together? And then, like, our kids are like, who are these people? And we're like, no, this is massive.
But also, as someone who knows reality TV, we are so invested in these people's relationships when, like, I'm telling you, you don't know what's really going on in these people's relationships. But then all those videos going around of, like, the paparazzi, like, those awkward moments of paparazzi and Justin, like, shutting the door on her. I feel like they're so accidental. Like, paparazzi's so fucked up and, like, Justin's obviously in a shitty mood. And
I'm sure, here's the other thing. I'm sure the behind the scenes is so much better than what is ever on TikTok.
Yes, there's probably real fucked up shit that happened.
What's going on?
We aren't even touching the surface.
What's going on in real life is just so, I bet, so much juicier.
I know why I'm upset.
Why?
I know why I'm upset because I know for sure. The only thing I do know for sure is that Haley looks at all her online shit. And based on how we met. And I remember thinking, girl, if this video got you upset, I can't imagine how you cope with like actual like hate campaigns and stuff.
What is getting me upset is that Justin Bieber, not a single thing has been said.
I was going to ask you, do you think he should say something? Like, what would you do if you were JB? Or do you think he loves the attention?
No, I don't think he should say anything. Like, I think that neither party from any side should ever address or say anything. Like, the internet will be over in a week. Like, it'll be dead. But I think it's so crazy that nothing's being said about his role. Like, okay, he was the one that was dating Selena and they broke up. And he is the one that proposed to this girl and probably said some of the craziest shit she's ever heard in her life. And she was like, yes, this is what it's supposed to feel like. He moved on. He met me. It all clicked for him. Oh, yes. Of course he wants to marry me in 2 months. I'm perfect. He said I'm perfect for him. Nobody's bringing that up. Nobody's bringing up the times that Selena and Justin broke up because he was probably fucking around with Kendall Jenner. Like, no one's bringing up that he's probably the reason that Selena Gomez had to go to rehab. Like,
No one's bringing up that. Why are we fighting over this man's?
No.
Why are we fighting over Justin Bieber? Let's fight over Ashton Kutcher or Jonah Hill.
It makes me so annoyed when the guy just gets away with it because it's not fun to like, because they're not fun.
Well, because you know what's more interesting? Girl drama. Yeah. Girls than like a guy being an asshole.
Yeah, it's just classic. We expect it. It's the norm.
If I had a nickel. We didn't even address how it started. Like the eyebrow thing. I actually did not understand the eyebrow thing.
Do you think that Kylie Jenner saw the video of Selena Gomez where she accidentally laminated her eyebrows too much, and that post is directly a response to Selena making fun of her?
But this is my thing. Let's say you hate this one girl and she posts an embarrassing thing about her eyebrows. Yep. What kind of person goes, well, look at my eyebrows?
Right.
Right. I didn't put that two together. Like, of course you have nice eyebrows. You're a bazillionaire. You probably got them done four times last week.
Right.
But I do think that the video of Hailey, Kendall, and Justine Skye doing, I'm not saying she deserved it, but God's time and it is always right.
Yeah, like how would that have been in response to Selena Gomez's paparazzi pictures in a bathing suit?
She's in the comments like, it was a coincidence. When you're at this level of fame, you have to know what you post has consequences.
Right. But what was the coincidence? Like, I don't
get. The coincidence, it could be just like the biggest reach, but I guess that like all these photos came out of Selena in a bathing suit, like not looking like herself because of her lupus medication.
Yeah.
And I mean, I thought she looked gorgeous.
They thought that literally.
She was like happy, like in this gorgeous white bathing suit with her booty out.
And they thought that them posting that was them being like, you deserve those pictures to be leaked.
But giving the three girls saying she deserved it, just saying she, it makes us feel like, are you talking about Selena? Again, we might be gaslighting ourselves.
No, I feel like we literally are gaslighting ourselves. Here's the other thing. If my boyfriend of like 6 years broke up with me and then in 2 months was engaged, I'm probably going to do some crazy shit too.
But also, we don't, for all we know, Selena's like, thank God she married that guy.
Thank God.
Thank God. I tried. Yeah. And that man, I mean, I'm going to be honest.
Yes.
It looks stressful.
It looks like Haley's always on edge. You ever like have an ex-boyfriend and you see like there's two types of ex-boyfriends. Like you see your ex-boyfriend with his new girlfriend and you're like, oh, man, like that. You feel a certain type of way about it. Then you see your ex-boyfriend with his new girlfriend and you're like, I hope she has a good friend. Like you almost like want to reach out to her and be like, girl, when it's
you
all
wanna
over,
reach out.
Message
you want
to
be like, hey, if he starts making you feel like it's you, it's not you. You're smart. You're beautiful. Don't worry. Oh my God. I've had that so many times.
You want to throw a DM and be like, it's not you. You're not the crazy one. Okay. You are not the crazy one.
And the best is then people will sometimes think like that you're jealous or you miss that person. You're like, that is so funny. Cause I am thinking all the Lord's above.
Yeah.
For ending that.
My favorite meme, I think Sierra actually sent it to me recently. It's like, somewhere my ex-boyfriend is telling his new girlfriend that I was crazy and she's thinking she found the one. Two idiots. And like, that is just, also, here's the other thing. Selena and Justin dated years ago. Like, years ago.
Yeah, they're not even the same people.
That would be like, that would literally be like my high school ex-boyfriend's girlfriend being like, Paige's, I fucking hate Paige. She, like, nobody's spoken in 5 years. Like, don't count me in on this. Like, I'm out. So Selena's probably frustrated too.
You know why marrying someone after 2 months is so insane? Because you're still in first date energy.
For sure.
Like, I'm still laughing at all his jokes. I'm still, you know, trying my hardest. I'm still pretending I'm perfect. I am like first date fake energy. 2 months in, girl, it takes like, you don't even have your fight until like 4 months in.
They say you can only fake something for, the max a human can fake something is 3 months. No, I looked it up.
Real.
I literally, I've looked this up. I've known this fact for years. I don't know why.
So you have to wait till 3 months before you're with someone. guys, I'm not saying she's not a mean girl. I'm just saying I don't think anyone deserves to be hated by millions of people online.
I also don't think she's that mastermind to like have this whole entire plan in play. But also she could, because like usually the only people that are hating are people that are doing
less.
And Selena's like, okay, literally all you have is the man. Like, I could have had a man if I wanted, but I chose to be an A-list celebrity and be richer on my own.
But also I don't like to compare women like that, which right. is like what the internet is doing. Like, well, she's better than her because she won a Grammy or whatever. But ultimately, in my experience, the girls who have been mean to me are people who are not happy with their own situation.
But either way, don't go on people's TikToks and comment and be like, ew, you're disgusting. Like, who does that?
That's not good karma. That's not good energy. That's not good vibes.
And also,
that's
I'm going to say, I still love both of them equally. Like, I'm not going to not like them.
I mean, I'm just eating my popcorn in the back.
Yeah, like I don't like I fucking love Selena Gomez.
I have no personal feel. I mean, Haley and I are very close, but I have right. no personal vendetta against any of them, and I think they're both badass. I do think the concept though of Mean Girls is so funny because we are the generation that grew up with the Mean Girls movie.
Yeah, we
so
started
I think that's
it.
Why it gets thrown around like the Regina George shit. I told you when I first went to high school, there was like a group called the Lucky Seven. Yeah. And I like knew one of the girls from middle school or something, and I was like hanging out with them, and she's like, you're not next on the list, so like you're not gonna be in the group. Like, it was like kind of like a thing that girls were doing. They were giving themselves names and then like kicking people out of the group. But I have to say, those girls who were popular like that cared that much about being popular, like that was they peaked in high school.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. In high school, I literally have made a whole career of being crowned a mean girl. Like, people also give me a lot of credit too, that like I'm in charge of like manipulating like seven other women and they all just listen to me. Like, I'm a sleepy girl. I'm also in bed 90% of the time, which is another reason people hate me. But like,
the thing with you is because you're actually annoyingly pretty, people are first not going to like you. And then you actually have like confidence and you're funny. So people, you have like power because people want to be around you. And then I feel like you're actually so nice to literally any girl and you'll fuck with anyone who fucks with you. But like, yeah, you're not going to try with people who have done messed up stuff to you. And then it's so easy, yeah, to call you a mean girl.
Well, I'm also so good at being like, you're not, I don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
Like, and people take that as like mean girl, but it's like, no, I literally just don't fuck with you.
But also you're nicer than me in the fact that like someone could do something so horrible to you. And if they went up to you and they were like, hey, I'm really sorry, you would be like, yeah, it's cool, let's hang out tomorrow. Where, yeah, like if someone fucks with me and then it's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it, I'm like, I can never trust you again.
I'm better at being fake nice just to, yeah, like get it moving. Whatever's gonna get me closer to the bed, I'm down. I'm like, oh my god, so great to see you, have the best.
I feel like hanging out with someone who murdered like your best friend literally. But you're like, do you have any funny TikTok videos? Like, you're so chill. And I don't think like mean girls is people who like to like get together and attack someone. And
yeah, like formulate a plan to take someone down. And it's just like, if you think
that we have the admin
to literally research anything, you got the wrong girl.
But also this is also the thing with mean girls. Mean girls will start shit unprovoked. Like, they'll just start being mean. Where like,
yes,
if someone's mean to me, I will respond to it and be like, "You, ow, that was me. That hurt my feelings." But like, mean girls will just start shit because they get off on making people feel bad about themselves. They'll uninvite, yeah, people to things. They'll, you know, start talking bad to their other friends about them. They'll fucking do shit online about them. That's mean girl shit.
That's mean girl behavior. I have done some mean shit because you did something to me first.
Yes.
And I don't think that's mean girl. That's really just me being like, here's a taste of your own medicine, bitch.
No, that's not mean girl. That's called having self-respect.
Yeah.
But yeah, I you know when you're just going through life and then a girl, like, you hear someone saying stuff about you, or like you got uninvited to parties and shit, and you're like, oh, they hate me. And yeah, now I don't know how to act, what I do with my hands, what I did, but it's their own shit.
There's nothing like a revelation of being in a group of girls and you, like, it clicks in your head where you're like, I don't think this bitch likes me very much. Yeah. Like, I feel like that's happened to me like in college and stuff, where like you're forced to be this like big girl gang and you're just like, everybody loves everyone. And then you like just catch a vibe and you're like, that bitch does not like me. And then you're, yeah, and then you're so awkward. And then, like, you get called fake or something because you're like, hi, Becky, like, so great. And they're like, Becky, you don't like
that's
Becky.
That's just you trying not to have you drama. That's like, not you being
you're
fake.
You're just like, oh, okay, like, great.
Dude, it's so right, because when I was younger, not even that much younger, but I used to think, like, when I was with someone, if I didn't feel good about myself, like, that I wasn't being myself around them. I'm like, shoot, I wasn't funny enough around them, or I wasn't smart enough around them. I wasn't charming enough around them. They don't like me. When it's like, no. They put that on you. Like, you were just feeling the energy they were putting on you. That wasn't you. Like, because you could be the same person 2 seconds later with someone who's receiving your energy and you guys are like vibing, and suddenly you feel like yourself again. So I just started to be like, if I feel bad about myself around people, that's not my fault. They don't want me to feel good about myself.
Right.
And I can't fight that.
Anyone who doesn't really like you, and that you haven't like talked to, or you haven't like done anything to, or like there's no room for them to like dislike you, but they just dislike you. It sounds so like momish, but they really, it's because they just dislike themselves, and like you represent something.
It reminds me like when me and you first met people and they immediately were like, this is why I don't like you.
You ever been told to your face?
Face?
On why someone thinks you're a bitch, and you're like, but I've never did that. I think you're mistaking me with someone.
But I do think as adults, it's like, it's true, these girls are still kids, they're in their like early 20s. I think that's like even like reality TV.
Yeah.
Like, we were in our early, like, mid-20s. It's like, once you start getting in your 30s, you're like, I don't want a girl war.
No.
What I would give to see the text messages between Selena and Taylor Swift right now. But what I would give. I mean, you know, people who used to like break into like see celebrities' nudes. Don't do that anymore. Let's get their texts.
Remember that I think it was like 2012 when like everyone's nudes were going around and it was like the biggest thing ever.
Yeah, no one sent a nude in our generation. Well, I mean, we do sometimes, but like we were so scared because it was before Snapchat, and I was like,
and like the
my nude's gonna be on Times Square.
And the thought behind it was like, well, don't have nudes on your phone. Don't send nudes. And we all were just like, oh, so we were not allowed to send nudes. Flash forward like 2023. It's like, join OnlyFans, you idiot. You can make money from your nudes.
Make money from the nudes. Do you remember? Okay, I called it Omegle, but apparently it was Omegle. Omegle?
I don't
know. O-M-E-G. That app or that website that you'd like go to and people would just randomly pop up.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And like every five people would just be like a guy jerking off and you were like 11 years old. And you're like, yeah. And our parents had no idea what we were doing.
I was never allowed to go on that. I don't even think I even knew that existed.
Well, we also grew up with like chat rooms where people were like, you just go into random chat rooms.
I never went in a chat room.
Good. Well, you couldn't spell, so.
No, I'm literally, because I probably didn't know how to get into it. I was like, that's a lot of admin. You guys tell me what happens in the chat room.
Writing a sentence.
I think I was also like introverted. I was like, I'm not going in and talking to people I don't know, you fucking weirdo.
You're like, wait, talking to strangers for fun? Y'all lost your damn minds.
I'll be in the bed. See ya.
But you know what's funny? It brings me back to like us addressing like reality TV, like when Sierra first walked into the house.
Yes.
I had that very similar feeling.
You had that
feeling
same feeling.
What people don't know is that I was not told that she was coming. I was like lied to.
Yes.
And told that she wasn't. So when she was, immediately I don't see her as the person who's trying to hurt me.
Right.
Or trying to mess with me. I see her as a girl coming in who knows about me. Yes. I didn't know about her, who probably is like, fuck, I'm on national TV for the first time and there's this girl who's gonna hate me.
These girls are gonna be mean to me. Yeah.
First thing I did was go up to her and say, look her in the eye. And I was like, welcome to this house.
Yes.
I don't know you. And I'm excited to meet you for who you are. And I see you have a cat ring and I love your cat ring.
Yeah.
And I got dragged online
dragged.
For over a year for being nice to a girl who has now become one of my best friends. Yep. Because she handled that situation so gracefully, and I fuck with her because, let's be honest, the man that was involved was neither one of our soulmates.
Right. He was your Justin Bieber.
No.
You're like, stop singing, please. No. We've heard enough. No, I totally agree. Like, here's the thing. The internet's going to make people fight when, like, they want to make them fight.
You'll get in trouble for being too nice.
Yeah,
you'll be in trouble for getting
being fake,
too mean.
You're a bitch, whatever.
But I do have to say, it is a sign if you don't have good female friends around you.
Yeah, you gotta have like,
you have
like
to have girls around you to hold you down, to let you know you're loved.
The men are running wild and like, no, they really are. And how crazy now that Sierra is like such an integral part of like our day-to-day life.
Well, you can't have your self-worth based off of a man, because those men, they are out. They don't know what the fuck's going on. But if you have when I have a girlfriend compliment me or a girlfriend give me insight, that is quality shit. There's no semen involved.
Yeah.
It is just straight up facts. And I mean, honestly, Sierra and I like trauma bonded from it. I just couldn't believe that, like talking back about it, like people made fun of me for being friendly and then said that I like made her feel a type of way. And I'm like, dude, these are just two girls that you guys wanted to hate each other because it would have been so much more interesting.
But because
no drama came out of it, you're making up fake drama.
You can't trust the men with anything. Like even like, even like imagine saying to you, okay, imagine saying to me or like me saying to you, like, I'm anxious right now. You'd be like, okay, well, here's the thing. Just breathe through it. Saying it to a guy is and their response is like, well, just don't be anxious. Like, that is the difference between men and women.
When a man feels any other emotion besides anger, he thinks he's dying. So he cannot help you in any capacity. Where I'll be like, oh my God, I had a panic attack 3 minutes ago. This is what I did.
Yeah.
And I'm here for you. In all of this, when there's like status and all these girls like Kendall and Kylie, like I wonder what happened. Once status gets involved, it's like, are you guys really fucking friends? Or are you guys all just famous together?
Okay, out of all... out of all of the stuff that's happening with Haley and Selena and Kylie and Kendall, I am to the point now where I'm like, what do the Hadids know that we don't know? Where are the Hadids? How come G has distanced from both Taylor and Kendall? How come Bella's not around anymore?
Bella was like making out with Kendall every weekend in Italy. You know, I mean, not like for real, but they were like obsessed with each other.
And I will say Bella does have like a very serious boyfriend and Gigi is a mom. So like maybe it is they're just like distanced because of their own individual lives. But I just feel like nobody talked about like the distancing of their girl group.
I do think once you get famous, friendships get really complicated. Yeah. That level of fame, I can't imagine. And you only want to fuck with people who like kind of aren't going to use you. So you try to find people who are like of similar status. But like how Taylor Swift's whole like girl gang got destroyed. Like she's not friends with Karlie Kloss anymore. Like they don't fuck with each other. Like shit happened.
Like they like don't fuck with each other.
I don't think so. I might have made that up. But, no, like, I think you're actually right.
I think you're actually right. Or what about now Pia Mia resurfacing, being like Kylie, not outright saying it, but being like, Kylie's a bitch. Like, and that was like a long
friendship.
Pia
Mia was
friendship.
Like going to be the shit. And then she disappeared.
I think that Pia Mia was getting a little bit too much notoriety. Something happened with Kylie and Kylie just like cut her right the fuck off. And they just like ended her.
Someone was like, Selena needs to hang out with Jordan Woods.
Imagine Jordan and Selena post a TikTok.
The reason that the Kardashians have so much sustainability is because they always have each other. They have family. Because once you lose all your girlfriends, then you're just standing there like, girl, you're the problem.
Right.
Like, you're clearly the problem.
Right.
But they always will have their sisters. And Hailey Bieber, my girl. Where are your sisters?
Yeah, why aren't they jumping in?
I don't know. I feel like, but also there are always family trouble. Family's not always the best people in your life.
Okay, let's switch gears for a little bit because Selena and Haley is literally making my brain fucking rot. At the end of the day, if you need one PR sentence from this conversation, me and Hannah don't care.
So all in all,
I don't care. We don't talk to enough people to be mean to anyone. And at the end of the day, whatever conspiracy theories or manipulation you think that we are capable of, we're not. We can barely get on once a week to do this pod. Okay.
Be nice to other women. Paige forgives people. I don't. What else?
Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad, for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day.
with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
What
Zendaya, who is quite possibly just like my absolute favorite fashion icon. This wow. girl has negotiated to make, she is now going to make $1 million an episode on Euphoria.
Wow.
An unproblematic queen.
Queen.
She's got her short man putting her on a pedestal.
With her like blow out her hair like Marilyn Monroe-esque
she wore
on the
this,
carpet.
Did you see that pink dress with the flowers?
Insane.
I loved it so much. I literally want to wear it to my wedding.
I do think that this is the thing, though. When you date in the public eye, like her and Tom Holland, everyone's obsessed with, for the rest of your life, you are connected with them. So, like, we don't know in the future, there may be a drama with Zendaya and Tom Holland could get married in 4 days to a new girl. You just have to, that's what keeps the magazine
selling.
You
have to stay alert. You have to stay woke and stay figuring out.
You
got to
gird your loins, some would say. Gird your fucking loins.
I think I'm going to add that couple into my, like, favorite couples. Because here's how I know, I feel like I know a good couple too. When they post on the internet, it's like so, like Zendaya will post a photo and Tom will be in the background. And then like people will comment about Tom being in the background. She'll be like, the photo is about me. Like I like trolling.
Well, you know what? Not to bring it back to Haley, because we were moving on. But her relationship with Justin is a huge part of her career. And when your identity is so attached to your man from like a career standpoint, a public eye standpoint, Selena has no attachment to any man makes her important.
Yes.
And that's why things are a little more difficult. And I highly recommend, how happy you are with your man, like you have to have your own independent shit. And I think Haley's trying.
I think Haley's trying for sure.
It's just hard because also like you're with one of the most famous men in the world.
Yes. Which inevitably makes you then more famous. So I'm sure she does attach a lot of her career to him where Selena never really had to do that, which arguably we could say that could be one of the reasons of the demise of Selena and Justin because it takes a very, very confident and strong man to know, damn, my girl actually makes the same, if not more money than me. She doesn't need me for her career. She literally, I'm here because she wants me to be. She could change her mind at any moment and I'm out. And that's very vulnerable to men. But like women live with that. We're like, we already are supposed to feel that because it's just most common for women to marry men that make more money than them. But like, I feel like our generation right now, like our 30-year-olds, we're like, well, we don't fuck with it.
They love the dynamic of like the power couple of Jelena. But then with Haley, it's like clearly she's like following him around everywhere, supporting him. Like, and it's beautiful. She is like his rock and he's the balloon. We talked about that.
Yes.
But it reminds me when I was like 25, I had no job. I quit my job. I was scared, lonely, lost, didn't know what was going on. And this like hot, successful guy was like so into me. And I was like, wow, finally someone sees me for me. But he liked me because I had nothing going on and I just was like cute and thought he was amazing. And then fast forward a year, I started working and doing comedy videos. My stuff started to like get some momentum and suddenly he started treating me like shit.
Yeah, they don't want you to be on their same level playing field. They want to be able to feel superior to you. I once dated a guy who, like, I was like an assistant, didn't really know what the fuck I was doing. And he would tell me that I should tell him one thing every day that impresses him, or like teach him one thing every day. Is that crazy? And now, like, being 30 and looking back on, like, that 24-year-old self, I was like, he just was a loser, but you thought he was cool because he had more than you, but really he was a loser, and you made him feel good because you didn't really have anything going on. He was using you for his own confidence.
And then that goes back to, like, the Leonardo DiCaprio thing, where it's like, not only are you dating 19-year-olds, which, like, is fine, but it's also like,
is it though? You're almost 50.
It's not, but, like, I love a George Clooney, Amal Clooney moment, where, like, it's two people who are independently happy, not even successful, just, like, happy in their own thing.
For me, too, if you could have birthed me, it's too old for me. Like, if you could have comfortably been my dad, like, comfortably, like, at, like, 28, 29, 30, like, you could have comfortably had a child and it could have been me, it's too old for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's weird.
1,000%. And these girls, like, you didn't know anything. So how are you going to win in a fight?
You can't.
Against Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's taken me 10 years to master winning the argument.
There's such a power imbalance. But that's also when they're like, money is so different. Like, think of, like, Justin Bieber making so much money and Hailey kind of not. There's such an imbalance of, like, whatever Justin needs, Justin gets.
Yeah, but it's not like she's like some broke ass bitch. Like, she has like a family with money. But yes, it's all relative. And, like, to his scale, yeah, no, she has no money.
But ultimately, I don't like, I feel like this is overall bad for women.
It's bad. We need to look at the big picture. It's bad for feminism. It really is not. But
because ultimately, like, women are getting hurt. Women are getting hurt left and right.
We're taking bullets.
How do we turn this on Justin? No,
literally, that's what I've been trying to think the entire time. I'm like, but how do we bring it back to the root? The common denominator here is that Justin has fucked with both these women. Like, you gotta always go back to the common denominator.
I also didn't even know that Kylie, like, cared about Selena. But, like, the social media war of who's the most followed, which, again,
what
a fucking middle school thing to be like, I have more followers than you. Let's be honest, they all buy their followers. Like, imagine trying to explain that to
your great grandma
in the 1910s during the Great Depression.
Yeah, add that to what would put someone in the Great Depression into a coma. 298 million followers on Instagram.
Selena laminated her brows wrong.
Yeah. And it caused a whole social media war. So.
Wait, this is a literal TikTok. Oh my God. What an episode. I kind of like this episode. Normally we're all over the place. We hit on every single topic in the world. Global warming, presidents, etc.
Yeah.
But we focused in on this because I think it was important. And as you guys know, Haley is, like, one of my best friends.
It was important this for feminism today, to say stop the hate.
We did this for feminism.
And, like, if you're going to talk shit, don't do it on the internet. Call your friend.
Do it to your best friend.
Get don't a microphone and do it on a podcast like normal people. Okay? Don't comment their TikToks, you nut jobs.
Oh, Giggly Squad, we love you guys so fucking much. We're going to Nashville. We're going to Texas. We're so excited about it. We have our ski merch that dropped. Let us know what you think. I know one of it is sold out, but the other one, there's still availability. And we're working on new designs. Hit us up whenever you guys think of a fun thing that you want in a shirt, because we're always listening. Probably DM me. Paige is not going to read it. Yeah, we love you so much. Bye.